Anna Brown, Citizens Count, citizenscount.org, wonderful nonpartisan, bipartisan home for civic engagement, all things local but beyond. Anna Brown, a good Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Jack. Great to be here again.
Where do you want to start, local or national?
Oh, I'd love to start local because I think it really ties in. Political insiders in New Hampshire will know that there's over, actually close to 300 bill texts now that have been released for the coming year. And so for all of us, it's like peeking under the wrapping paper for Christmas and getting to see what we're going to get. And it's interesting because I see, as has been the trend for many years in New Hampshire, some bills that to me scream of national issues that have worked their way down to New Hampshire, and then other bills that are really seem to be about maybe we do kind of unique things in New Hampshire that are really focused on state issues. So, for example, when I'm looking at these national level issues that are really coming down into New Hampshire, there's a bill that would require employers with 25 or more employees to use E-Verify. That one's interesting because the E-Verify system is supposed to catch people who are employing people who are not legally in the United States, but there's also a lot of criticism that the program is faulty, falsely identifies people, creates a burden for employers. So I know that that was rolled out in Florida and was kind of controversial, and I think that it's interesting in New Hampshire, a lot of these immigration issues are coming in, even though I think statistically, even if we're looking at problems on the northern border, there's not a huge influx of undocumented or illegal immigrants in New Hampshire. So that should be an interesting debate. Also, a bill that people are very fired up on Twitter about this morning would ban abortion after 15 days in New Hampshire. I had to double check that bill text because I thought for sure it was going to be 15 weeks, and I thought maybe it was just tickled, but nope, it's definitely 15 days. And I do not think that bill has a chance of passing in New Hampshire since we do have such a narrow split in the House, and there are some Republicans who are slightly more moderate on the abortion issue. But Democrats are already saying we want to name names, as in they want to do a roll call on this bill to get every legislator on the record who would support 15 days. That's basically a complete ban on abortion. At that point, it might as well be 0 days. And then there's another bill, HB 1205, that would ban anyone who was born with male biology from competing on girls' school sports K through 12. So that's another one that is obviously a very hot issue. We've seen Nikki Haley call this the biggest women's issue of our time, whereas we've also seen people in New Hampshire say, well, this isn't really an issue here. This should be dealt with at the local level. So those are all those national issues kind of trickling in, trickling down. But then there's the uniquely New Hampshire stuff that I think is really interesting. So someone has proposed a bill that would create a voluntary list of people who choose, say, don't sell me a firearm because they have mental health struggles or some other reason. So that's a completely different approach than we've seen in the past. It's not about getting a court order or have some other mandatory reporting. It's just someone voluntarily saying, I should not be allowed to have a firearm. I think that's going to be an interesting debate because we've never really seen it from that angle. There's also a bill that would add a business tax credit for childcare. So if an employer is contributing to the childcare expenses for an employee, obviously there's more details there in terms of how much and what the employee would be eligible for. But I know that the childcare issue is critical in New Hampshire. So I think that one is kind of interesting. And then also, I think that there's that affordable housing issue, and we're looking for creative solutions here. And there's a bill, HB 1053, that would allow residential units in any commercial zone. And I know that it's complicated turning offices into residences. I've read some articles that, well, it seems like a beautiful idea when you're adding plumbing and kitchens and everything. It can get very expensive.
Right.
But that's another one that I think is you know, sort of flipping the script in terms of it's not really something that is tangled up in a partisan, hyper-partisan debate, but we're trying to figure out, all right, what are some unique solutions here to some of these very sticky problems?
And you know, Anna Brown, another national issue, I know some college university presidents are testifying today on anti-Semitism on campus, I think before some of the committees in Washington, I think the president of Harvard University. But right here at home, Senate President Jeb Bradley regular appearances on the show was talking about his concerns at UNH in terms of condemning one professor's positions regarding Israel and some anti-Semitism on campus there. And the Attorney General's office recently, I think, has expanded their investigators for hate crimes from one to like four or five investigators, which is a sad statement. But do you expect any legislation in and around that, or is it more just more inquiry stuff you know, with each isolated incident, which is sad to say, is probably on the rise versus diminishing.
You know, that's interesting. I have not seen any particular we've only have 300 bills. I'm probably expecting about 900. So I have not seen any bills that are specifically related to those sorts of civil rights violations or anti-Semitism in particular. Although I will say there's bills on the margins. So, for example, there's a relatively recent, as in the past few years, requirement for Holocaust and genocide education in schools. And there continues to be bills and studies around that. How is it being implemented? What is the best way to do that? And you are absolutely correct that they did add addition, or the Attorney General has said, you know, I'm expanding that team from 1 to 4, which is a huge increase. And then there's also the case that is unfolding where there was a racist attack in Portsmouth, alleged at this point. Obviously, right. No one has been convicted. Not so much the bills that I've seen yet. But then again, with roughly 600 still to come, who knows?
Right.
There's always surprises.
Anna Brown, thank you very much. Anna Brown, Citizens Count, citizenscount.org. Thank you, Anna.
Thanks, Jack.